How do you treat these patients now? And then later on, we'll talk about the exciting opportunities of gene therapy.
Yeah.
But currently, what's the most usual therapy?
Well, the most usual therapy is replacement of the missing clotting factor, which has been really and still is the standard of care since the 1970s. And unfortunately, it has to be given intravenously. So patients who require it, and this is the severe or moderate patients, either they're trained to give it themselves or a family member. So it means accessing their veins and keeping the factor at home and mixing it up and giving it when they think a bleed is coming on. They're trained to do that. And they start getting trained at the age of about 7 or 8, these kids, to actually do this. Huh. And I don't know if there are other disorders in which patients are trained to give intravenous injections at home as the standard of care, but it's long been the standard in hemophilia.
Because it's so important to get the factor back in as quickly,
yes,
as quickly as possible. How do you actually get children, young adults, to learn to do this and then to give factor to themselves early enough? Putting in an IV doesn't feel good, but I suppose the pain from the bleeding is even worse.
Yeah. Well, it starts earlier than that because it's, you know, often the parents will have to do it in the first few years of life, and getting into veins in little chubby babies can be very difficult. So sometimes in early life, the portacath, the central venous access device that stays in, that the parent can access, has to be done. But we get them out as soon as possible and train them as soon as possible. One of the, and this is a lot of what our nurses do, but one of the great forums for teaching kids is Hemophilia Summer Camp, where they, you know, maybe 100 children with hemophilia there, and they see each other doing it. And, you know, at 7 or 8 years old, they kind of have an intensive experience with the nurses supervising and teaching them how to do it. So, you know, kids are really quite resilient, and they frequently will do it for themselves at an early age.